Imagine waking up to discover that the entire East Coast of the United States has no fuel. This nightmare became reality in 2021 when Colonial Pipeline fell victim to a devastating ransomware attack. The culprit? A single compromised VPN password. Once inside, attackers moved freely through systems assumed to be safe behind the perimeter. This catastrophe perfectly illustrates why traditional security models are failing in today's interconnected world. Zero trust networks represents a fundamental paradigm shift, moving from trust but verify to never trust, always verify. This approach has evolved from theoretical concept to national security imperative, with the White House specifically mandating its adoption through Executive Order 14028. Even tech giants like Google have embraced this model through initiatives like BeyondCorp, recognizing that in a world where network boundaries have essentially disappeared, security must be reimagined from the ground up. Traditional network security mimics medieval castle defenses, high walls around assets with controlled entry points. This perimeter model emerged as isolated systems became internet-connected environments. Organizations deployed firewalls to restrict communication, while network address translation, NAT, enabled internet access by mapping public IPs to private ones, creating three zones: the internal, secure zone, the DMZ, and the untrusted internet. This model contains a fatal flaw exposed through breaches at Target, Equifax, and SolarWinds. Once attackers breach the perimeter, they face little resistance moving laterally within the network. The assumption that systems inside a network boundary can be trusted has proven catastrophically wrong, like a gated community where passing the front gate grants access to any home. Attack vectors evolved from early war dialers scanning for modems to sophisticated IP-based threats as organizations connected to the internet in the 1990s. Trojans like back orifice created persistent backdoors, while NAT adoption created vulnerability through relaxed outbound network policies. Modern attacks typically begin by compromising a single computer through browser exploits, malicious emails, or zero-click attacks. After the initial exploit, attackers establish encrypted shells, move laterally using legitimate administrative tools, steal credentials, compromise systems, and exfiltrate data, often maintaining undetected access for months. Zero Trust operates on five fundamental principles. 1. The network is always hostile. Every segment must be treated as compromised. 2. External and internal threats exist at all times. Malicious actors could be anywhere. 3. Network locality provides no automatic privileges. Physical location doesn't determine trust. 4. Every device, user, and network flow requires authentication and authorization. 5. Policies must be dynamic, calculated from multiple data sources in real time. Rather than building walls between trusted and untrusted resources, Zero Trust accepts that threats exist everywhere. The metaphor shifts from castle walls to turning the entire population into a militia. Every entity must defend itself and verify others. Even routine internal communications between applications must be authenticated and authorized. This approach divides systems into control plane, the brain, and data plane, the muscle, components. The control plane authenticates and authorizes both devices and users before granting access. Once approved, it configures the data plane to accept traffic exclusively from authorized clients, potentially coordinating encrypted tunnels with temporary credentials. These authorizations are time-bound, allowing access to be revoked when circumstances change. Wouldn't you prefer a security model that adapts to threats in real time rather than one built on static assumptions? Despite the name, Zero Trust Networks manage trust through chains flowing back to the operator, Trust Anchor. This allows systems to operate securely, such as auto-scaling servers gaining trust through validation by a trusted provisioning system. Threat models identify potential attackers, their capabilities, resources, and targets, prioritizing defenses against weaker adversaries. Zero trust networks typically follow the Internet Threat Model, RFC 3552, assuming attackers can intercept, modify, or fabricate network traffic anywhere. Defense strategies include multiple protective layers, frequent software updates, and credential/device rotation to maintain a known good state. Organizations may rotate credentials daily or hourly, or use ephemeral systems rebuilt from trusted templates. Zero trust networks generally defend against threats up to the trusted insider level, covering common attacks, sophisticated criminal organizations, and corporate espionage. They don't attempt to counter all state-level actors, acknowledging that perfect security is impossible, while focusing on strong defenses against likely threats. Strong authentication is essential in zero-trust networks, where attackers can communicate from any IP and insert themselves between trusted hosts. Traditional methods like IP verification and passwords are inadequate. X509 certificates provide robust security through trust chains in TLS connections. Zero trust requires mutual authentication, where both parties validate each other, unlike standard TLS that only validates the resource to the client. Storing authentication components separately and implementing time-limited credentials through regular rotation minimizes damage from stolen keys. Public key infrastructure, PKI, addresses the challenge of distributing and validating public keys, with private PKI offering better control for zero-trust implementations than public PKI. The principle of least privilege grants entities only permissions they absolutely need. Applications should run under service accounts with minimal access, while humans should operate with standard permissions and elevate privileges only when necessary. Zero trust networks authorize the entire request context through agents, ephemeral entities combining all known data about actors in a request, rather than separately authorizing user, device, and application. This approach mitigates credential theft by evaluating the complete context. The agent also influences trust score calculations, with the trust engine using both recorded actions and agent data to determine trustworthiness. This dynamic approach enables fine-grained policy decisions based on context. Users might easily access their calendar from an untrusted network, but need a higher trust score to change system settings. Agent data contains sensitive information that should remain within trusted control plane systems, though some details must reach data plane applications for authorization logic through trusted channels like proxy header injection. While organization-specific agent data varies, standardization remains valuable. Though NIST provides zero-trust architecture guidance, agent standardization is implementation-specific. Flexible data structures allow for introducing new data as security requirements evolve. The agent model advances beyond traditional security by evaluating the complete picture. Who requests access, from what device, under what circumstances, and with what behavioral history, enabling more intelligent security decisions that adapt to changing conditions and threats. Zero trust architecture is ideal for cloud deployments where traditional network trust fails. By authenticating every communication without relying on IP addresses or security zones, compute resources become commoditized and location agnostic. With all packets encrypted regardless of path, applications can be deployed anywhere without concern for network boundaries. This approach eliminates the cognitive burden of determining encryption needs, reducing human error. The cloud's dynamic nature, with auto-scaling resources and ephemeral containers, aligns perfectly with Zero Trust's identity-based security model. Security policies tie directly to workload identities and scale automatically with applications. In a world where secure perimeters are obsolete, Zero Trust provides the essential framework for secure operations. The question isn't whether to adopt zero trust principles, but how quickly you can implement them before becoming the next breach headline.